We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, live from Buffalo Wild Wings, this is Beaver Sports Talk, brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans, wings, beer, sports, and by your Civil War partners, Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. Now, this is Beaver Sports Talk. Here is your host, Mike Parker.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street in Corvallis. Great to have you with us here in person and across the Beaver Sports Radio Network, OSUBeavers.com. For the next 55 minutes, we get to talk Oregon State Beavers basketball. And I think you all know what week it is. It is Civil War week. Here we go. We've got three big games coming up this week in the Civil War series presented by Pacific Source Health Plan, Spirit Mountain Casino, Safeway Albertsons, your local Toyota dealers, and First Interstate Bank. And we get to not only talk about the Civil War games coming up with Jonas Chatterton, the associate head coach for the Oregon State women's basketball program. We'll also talk to Wayne Tinkle about the 352nd edition on the men's side, the most often contested rivalry in college basketball history. Another edition of the Beavers in Oregon Saturday at Gill Coliseum. We will also get to talk about both teams with tremendous victories over California, the women on the road, the men at home. So a sense of momentum going into these big games this week that we want to talk about. A clash of titans on the Civil War on the women's side, two top 10 programs meeting 1 week from last night. We hope you all have your tickets. There's a great ticket deal I want to tell you about before we break and welcome Coach Chatterton. If you haven't seen this already, we're hoping that, and we know Gill Coliseum is always a tremendous atmosphere, but to that end, for the Civil War games coming up Saturday and Monday, you can see both games for just $23. You can get a bench seat for the men's game and a women's general admission seat. The combined price of the two games, just $23 as a package deal. You're saving over 30% for the two Civil War games. You can access those at beavertickets.com, 1-800-GO-BEAVS, at the Gill Coliseum ticket office. So we hope that you'll make a note of that and ask for that Civil War special when you call to order your tickets. Two games, which we think are going to be a fabulous basketball game, Saturday for the men, Monday night, big Monday for the women hosting Oregon. Two for just $23, one of the great deals in Oregon State Beaver basketball ticket history. So make sure you get yourself get some tickets for those pair of games. Again, beavertickets.com, 1-800-GO-BEAVS. A lot to get to with our first guest tonight before Wayne Tinkle joins us in the second half of the show. After a quick timeout, we'll come back and review the weekend down in the Bay Area, but more important, look ahead to these gigantic Civil War games coming up this week for the Oregon State women's basketball team with associate head coach Jonas Chatterton. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Buffalo Wild Wings. It's all coming up on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
We know that when you own a business, success is earned every day through countless hours of hard work. And with each goal reached, you have five more in the works. Because your business is unstoppable, just like you.
A business quick loan from U.S. Bank may help your business grow with a customized approach to financing. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Credit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association and are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. See a banker for details. Equal housing lender. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association. Member FDIC.
With Pac-12 Now, you've got 24/7 access to all seven Pac-12 Network's channels. Live events.
Touchdown, Washington!
Original programming on demand.
My PM Ashley, I'm back with you in our San Francisco studios.
With the ability to customize what you want to watch, wherever you want to watch it. Set your teams, set your sports, and you're all set. Pac-12 Now. Download today.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
This winter, don't wonder about safe driving. Instead, swing by Les Schwab Tire's Winter Don't Wonder event. Then don't wonder if you have the right tire, because we're introducing our best all-terrain tire ever, the new Open Range AT, only at Les Schwab. Specifically designed so you don't wonder about safe driving in snow, sleet, or sideways rain. Also, save up to $200 on a set of four tires, depending on tire size, on last year's bestseller, the Open Country AT2. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue Sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
The Civil War Series returns to Corvallis this month. The Beaver men's basketball team is set to take on the Ducks on February 16th, and then Top 10 Titans will clash when the Beaver women's basketball team hosts the Ducks on February 18th. Purchase the Civil War combo today and receive a men's basketball bench seat and women's basketball general admission together for only $23. Available now at BeaverTickets.com. The Civil War Series is brought to you by Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, First Interstate Bank, and your local Toyota dealers.
Back out to McWilliams, now right-hand corner, three-pointer, Destiny Slocum hits a big three, and the Beavs now take a 9-5 lead at the 6:52 mark.
We welcome you back in. That was the voice, of course, of Ron Callen on the Beaver Sports Radio Network, calling one of Destiny Slocum's many big shots in the victory over California. Looking for a lot more of that coming up Friday and Monday. Joining me to talk about the Beavers bouncing back from the loss to Stanford with an impressive victory over California in Berkeley, Please join me in welcoming Associate Head Coach Jonas Chatterton to Buffalo Wild Wings and Beaver Sports Talk. Good evening, Coach.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming down, Jonas. We spoke earlier this week on our local show in the Mid-Valley on 1240 Joe Radio, and we can kind of reprise that conversation from the sense of what your team showed you, what your team did. In responding, you don't lose that often. Stanford played very well against you, beat you, and now you have another tough team in their building, and you guys responded beautifully. Tell me a little bit about digging that one out and coming back with a split in the Bay Area.
Yeah, and what you said, you know, that was a gut check and a big win for us. And so, you know, for our team to respond in that way, and I thought in the first half we were a little shaky, kind of getting over the doubt of losing. And then in the second half, and especially in the third quarter, I really thought we got back to playing aggressive and playing the way we were. And with that, you know, that's a huge gut check win and a big win on the road. Cal's a very good team, an NCAA tournament team. And so to come back and really fight and dig out a great win there was a gutsy team win for us. And a long ways going for moving forward of winning on the road and big wins like that.
And a team that had defeated Stanford, which, yeah. Stanford's very good. One thought before we move a little bit more into some of the aspects of the great win at Cal. The Stanford game in terms of learning from it, you know, trying to, you know, you bounce back from it, but just from your players' learning standpoint and what Stanford was able to do against you and maybe if you get a shot at them again or whatever the situation may be, the things you can take from that.
Yeah, you know, I felt like for the most part defensively we actually played pretty well. We hold them to 61, which is their lowest point total of the year. I just thought for a moment there, and for whatever reason, we got tentative offensively. And so we weren't attacking them the way we've attacked everyone this year. Our offense is really good, and we've got a ton of weapons. And for whatever reason, you know, and the way they guarded us, and give Stanford credit, they did a great job. It limited our aggressiveness and attacking ability. And so we just got to get back to being who we are and attacking the rim and playing from the paint out and from there. And, you know, most teams these days are taking away our three-point shot or trying to, and so they're staying out away from on our shooters, which makes us have to go lay the ball up at the rim, and so we've got to get back to that. And I thought that was a big part of our Cal game in the second half, especially, you know, Mick and Destiny were able to get to the rim. Aaliyah got to the rim and got some and-ones, and so understanding what defenses want to do against us and then taking advantage of it.
When you talk about getting to the rim, there were so many examples. You just named three. But it seemed, before we lose this, I don't want to lose the contribution in the first half with Patricia Morris when you got her the ball and yeah. She got to the rim and scored some big baskets and an important position for you in that game, but the rest of this season, for her to give you that kind of productivity. What did that mean for her and for your team?
Well, it's huge. And anytime, you know, if you go through our season, anytime we get a production from the five spot was between Trish, Joe, and Maddie, if we can get 15 points out of that, we typically win. And so, you know, Trish came in and gave us seven big points. Joe came in and gave us some good minutes and got some baskets as well, as both of them played outstanding defense. And then Maddie scored a couple baskets early. All those baskets help us, and it helps keep the center located there so the guards can now attack and create some other stuff. So those guys, and they continue to get better. It's just helping our team get better and better as we go.
One of the individual plays we talked about earlier in the week, in fact yesterday on our local show, I just got to ask you about again because I was still dazzled by the physicality of it, the athletic ability shown, the toughness, the vision. Michaela, I can't remember exactly how the play initiated, but maybe a turnover or something, but she's coming hard in transition and a Cal guard comes out to meet her and she just goes behind the back down the middle of the lane while in the air, changes hands to the left hand and lays it home. I've rewound and looked at that several times just because I thought on display there, Coach, was everything she is and is capable of doing. It was a great play.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great play. And, you know, and that's where Mick is so aggressive and it's such a weapon for us, especially in transition. And so anytime, you know, she leads us in rebounding, and so anytime she gets a defensive rebound, which that came off of, okay. And she can just attack like that, it's so good for us. And then, you know, last year's ability to play the one has just made her such a weapon now where she's able to make those kinds of moves in transition and so fast, and her decision-making has gotten so much better that really nice plays like that out of transition can happen for her all the time.
You have already said, and it's true. Maybe it's a little bit like, I mean, the Blazers held James Harden recently to 37. So that's a pretty good defensive effort. Christine Enigwe goes 31 and 18 or whatever it was for Cal, and yet you said yesterday, and I think you've already said to some extent, that you actually played pretty good defense on her. I mean, you have to give her some credit. She's a special player, but late in the game, it looked like your zone bothered her and Cal a little bit. Joe got a big block shot late against her straight up. So as good as she is, you did some good things, it sounded like.
We, you know, for the most part, we felt pretty good about what we made her get to, the shots we made her get to. We didn't allow her just to lay the ball up easy off the backboard, and we made her take some tough shots, and she's going to hit them. She's a great player. She's a first-round WNBA draft pick and, you know, maybe the best center in the country. So she's going to do it, and she takes enough shots to where she's going to get her points. I think she shot 20 times, so to get 31. But within that, I thought our positioning from the five spot was good, and it's getting better. And so as we continue to grow, those are all stretches for us moving forward.
You also, it seemed, and we talked about this as well, but I think it's worth revisiting. You are such a good defensive team and have been. You've seen it all through your years here. Coach Ruick has built everything on defense. It reminds me of the Beaver baseball team, which opens this Friday down in Surprise. It's pitching, it's defense first. And that's what your program's all about. And it's been a lot of man-to-man defense, and yet Scott said he was reluctant early. He was a man-to-man disciple proponent. Yet you use the zone to great effectiveness against Cal. It seemed to help you win the game.
Yeah, and our zone has helped us in big stretches. But for against Cal, because of their interior and ways we can help and help our fives down there, it was just highly effective. And then, you know, they hit some shots over the top. You give them credit, and that's what they do. But for the most part, I thought our zone was a huge momentum swift in changing that game of allowing us to get some stops and get offensive momentum.
In our next segment, we'll talk about the big games coming up this Friday and Monday, big Monday a week from last night. One final thought on the performances by your team, talking about it collectively, individually. Aaliyah Goodman had a tremendous game, like putting it on the floor, hitting some big shots. But once again, Destiny Slocum, it just seems like game to game, Coach, she's either understanding just exactly what she can and should do within your system. I mean, it's been fun to watch, hasn't it, her growth from week to week, game to game this season.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for those fans who watched this last year too, as you watched the season progress with Mick last year when we moved her to the one, and as the year went on, she understood the game more and where she could get shots in our offense and where she could be highly effective. The same thing's true of Destiny right now. She's starting to figure out, okay, this is where in spots I can control the offense and where I can get my looks. And so the game's just beginning to slow down for her, and she's being able to understand where everyone's at on the floor, and then she's being able to score in those spots.
It has been a joy to watch her and your team, and we look forward to two big games this weekend, 80, sometimes more than 80 minutes of basketball required in Civil War games. We'll come back and talk with Jonas about Civil War basketball coming up Friday and Monday. Thanks for joining us tonight at Buffalo Wild Wings. More coming up with Coach Chatterton on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
What's better than an old-fashioned barbershop? At The Barbers, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk in with our oversized barber chairs, relaxing shoulder massage, hot lather neck shaves, and the best barbers in the industry. Each one of our 32 locally owned barbershops is open 7 days a week and features flat-screen TVs, free popcorn and soda, and all-you-can-watch sports, all for a fantastic price. For your next cut, visit The Barbers, proudly supporting youth and college athletics. The Barbers, where guys go for great cuts.
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop OSUBeaverStore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
So if that answers all your questions about your new cloud storage, would you like to hear about our voiceover internet systems?
Sounds perfect. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Okay, well done. You see what Tim did there? He came around her left flank here, outlined the solution clearly here and here, and then the handshake here.
Can you not say flank?
Good call. Let's try it again.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Do you enjoy a challenge that allows you to help others on a world-class team with the best training in the country? Then maybe you should consider a career at Pacific Office Automation, the largest independent dealer of office technology in North America. We're looking for motivated people to join our fast-growing team across 8 Western states, where we offer strong benefits, growth opportunities, and competitive compensation. Visit pacificoffice.com/careers to apply online. Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
As Aaliyah looking for a screen, gets it, now pull up three-pointer, is good by Aaliyah Goodman. A big three by Aaliyah, and the Beavs now up 51-48.
That was part of the exciting finish in Berkeley this past Sunday with the Beaver women's basketball team knocking off Cal. We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings on Northwest 9th Street, a final segment with Associate Head Coach Jonas Chatterton ahead of 2 Civil War games. Coach Tinkle will join us in the second half hour to talk about the men's Civil War game. Coach Chatterton, it's a special week for the game of college basketball in the Beaver State. It is the Beaver State, of course, as we well know, but 2 top 10 programs battling each other, one in their gym, then, of course, Monday night, a week from last night at Gill. I'm sure there's an excitement level that you see, can feel. You got to kind of keep everybody grounded and paying attention to the plan. But how excited are you for the team and the showcase of the game these next couple of games?
Yeah, absolutely. It's exciting, and this is what it's about. And so, you know, when we're it's talked about nationally as the game of the week in a sense. And so that's what you want to play for, and that's the exciting part of it. And so it's 2 great teams that are going to go to battle, and, you know, they'll have a great plan. We'll have a plan in place. And so that's what everybody wakes up for when you're a little kid, and our kids wake up for that they want to play in, and those are the games you want to play in.
Now, they had, as we well know, the numbers show it. I mean, they had a dominant win over Stanford. Coach Vanderveer after the game said it was just like a train rolling down the track, and it was just almost impossible to stop. So the challenge for teams playing them, if they do get momentum and get it rolling, they're good, and they're very difficult. Part of the plan would have to probably try to keep that train from getting rolling like that.
Right. You know, we've got to slow them down, and then we've got to attack them offensively. And so, you know, they've got some ways that hopefully we can be aggressive and get to the rim and score on them a little bit, as well as we're going to have to hit shots over the top. And so, you know, if we can have good offensive possessions and then get back on defense and try and keep everything in front of us and do what we do and, you know, and make them do something different than what they're just allowed to come down and do the same thing over and over again, then I think we'll put ourselves in a position to win. And so, you know, it's one of those games that's as fun as it is to figure out the puzzle of how we're going to try and manipulate this thing and put people in position where we can be successful.
Yeah, you were sharing with us yesterday on our local show again about, I mean, the thing, I mean, their record is what it is for a reason. It's not flukish. They have talent. And you said all 5 starters are scoring in double figures. So in game planning, when you're talking about personnel, you got to count for everybody.
Right? Yeah. And so, yeah, so you're trying to, eliminate, you know, the high percentage shots to make them get to their weakness? And can we, you know, do a good job of making them have to take shots that are out of their comfort zone and force them to weakness as well? And so, you know, that's what we're trying to do to everybody. And so it's been successful for us in the past. And obviously executing, it's not always easy. And so as you get through it and getting the plan in place, we start a little bit today in practice of kind of figuring them out a little bit. And we will go the rest of the week of trying to figure that out. But, you know, again, with that, the whole thing is they're leading the country offensively at 90 points a game. You know, you can only think you're going to hold them down so much. So we've got to score here, and we've got to be aggressive offensively, and we've got to really put scoreboard pressure on them.
And the final thing, Coach, is we get ready for two big games this weekend, Friday, Monday, the men's game Saturday, that ticket special I talked about. I know that Wayne knows. We'll talk to him about it in the second half of the show. Monday night next week, a week from last night at Gill, it is, as it's been, has been touted, Big Monday, ESPN2 will have a national telecast. It is the game of the week. It's a clash of top 10 powers. Gill Coliseum, one going. I'm not selling you short Friday. Go Beavs. Go get one Friday. But back home Monday, the atmosphere last year for the game was as good as I've ever seen, really. So that may be even raised to another degree this year, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, Beaver Nation helped us a ton with that win last year, beating them, and we'll need them again. Hopefully we've got some fans down there as well as when we get back to Gill.
Right.
You know, that place is raucous and rowdy, and we can, you know, overwhelm them a little bit with our energy and enthusiasm.
You know, so the final thing, with these huge games, whatever, you know, I mean, you're playing to win, coaching, preparing, practicing to win. Whatever unfolds over the next two, there's plenty of important games then after that. It almost feels like it's building toward, but after Big Monday, you still got to keep playing with a lot on the line in every game in this incredibly difficult league where eight teams are probably going to the tournament.
Right. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the thing, is it's as much as it is fun, and it's obviously a big week. It's Civil War week, and so we got to put that in place. But then the week after that, we've got the LAs back at home, which is senior weekend. And then we end down at Arizona's. And obviously, we, you know, we got a little revenge factor coming back for Arizona State. We've got to get over that. And so, you know, none of these weeks are easy. And so continue to put your head down and focus on one game at a time and just do what we can do in a game plan and as far as we can go through this weekend. And like Scott talks about, let's get 80 minutes here and then we'll worry about the next 80 minutes as we get to it. That's the way we have to approach it.
As everybody remembers, 85 last year, but it was okay. That was one of the great games ever. We look forward to whatever may unfold in the next couple of days. I'm going to ask the folks, how many of you are going to be at Gill next Monday night? Right here? Okay. And get down the road if you can, too, Friday. Coach Chatterton, thanks for taking time for us. Really appreciate
it, Jonas. Thank you very much.
Let's hear it for Associate Head Coach Jonas Chatterton as he and the Beavs prepare for two Civil War games. Head Coach Wayne Tinkle has one to prepare for in there. Hard at it this week, getting ready for the 352nd edition. We'll talk with Coach Tinkle next from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
The Civil War Series returns to Corvallis this month. The Beaver men's basketball team is set to take on the Ducks on February 16th, and then Top 10 Titans will clash when the Beaver women's basketball team hosts the Ducks on February 18th. Purchase the Civil War combo today and receive a men's basketball bench seat and women's basketball general admission together for only $23. Available now at beavertickets.com. The Civil War Series is brought to you by Spirit Mountain Casino, Pacific Source Health Plans, Safeway Albertsons, First Interstate Bank, and your local Toyota dealers.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. Easily track multiple games at once with Xfinity X1. Find everything faster with the X1 voice remote. And stream even more on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
This winter, don't wonder about safe driving. Instead, swing by Les Schwab Tire's Winter Don't Wonder event. Then don't wonder if you have the right tire, because we're introducing our best all-terrain tire ever, the new Open Range AT, only at Les Schwab. Specifically designed so you don't wonder about safe driving in snow, sleet, or sideways rain. Also, save up to $200 on a set of four tires, depending on tire size, on last year's bestseller, the Open Country AT2. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
So you're at the park with your daughter eating ice cream, and a bee stings you
right on the tongue.
And as you scream out in white-hot agony, what are you thinking?
Pacific Source. My plan gives me on-demand video access to a doctor.
So you did a video call with a doctor. What did she recommend?
Ice. So I used ice cream.
On-demand phone or video access to doctors. Just another way Pacific Source Health Plans puts members first. Find a plan at PacificSourceMembersFirst.com.
Ethan bounces into the middle of the trays. Get it to Big G for the slam dunk. And the Beavers get the lead back at 17-16 with crisp execution against the Cal 2-3 zone. That was a great moment for the Beavers, getting the ball inside, passing it efficiently, crisply for the Big G dunk. And the lead in a game in this Pac-12 conference, just ask just about anybody that's playing home games, road games, whatever, but home teams lately, this is an incredibly difficult conference, and we've seen some amazing results. And to get a win, no matter what the final score is, who you beat, it's a good win in the league. And to talk about the victory over Cal and the challenge ahead in the 352nd Civil War, please join me in welcoming Oregon State men's basketball coach Wayne Tinkle to Buffalo Wild Wings. Coach, good evening.
Good evening, buddy. Good to be with you.
Thank you. Thanks for being here. And any win is good, and every win is tough to get in this league.
It certainly is. I mean, you look up and down, and teams are winning a lot of games on the road, which is seldom done in our league. And every time out, you've got a tough challenge. And it was good that we had a tough one against Stanford, but to bounce back on short, we didn't talk much about this after the game, but they played Wednesday, Saturday afternoon. We played Thursday, Saturday afternoon. That extra day is huge, but our guys answered the call and got back and took care of business against Cal there.
Indeed, you did. And Cal is a team, I know people can look at records. I don't know if Arizona State looked at Washington State's record or what. It doesn't matter. Everybody in this league, they have good players and good talent, and anybody can beat anybody. Washington State proved it, and Cal's been getting close in a lot of games.
Oh, it's a tough league, and I think on a national level, people don't understand. And I had a buddy call me from Georgia today, and he wanted to know what it's this, that, and the other. And I said, listen, it's the most competitive, top to bottom, since I've been here. And you see Washington State. Not only they beat Arizona State, they beat Arizona handily on the road. So, and they had only had one league win going into those games. So anybody can get you on any given night. There's a lot of talent in the league, and we're happy to be in the position we are. We're tied for second with, down the stretch here, a few weekends to go. We got the Civil War game. So we're where we need to be, and we've just got to find ways to continue to improve and keep climbing.
We'll get to, in our next segment, we'll get to the Civil War. Civil War won earlier this year, a tremendous win down the road. Before we leave off, Cal, Coach, what were the things that you liked, how your team was able to kind of withstand a run late and take care of business in those last 3.5 minutes?
Well, I said in the locker room after the Stanford game that Saturday's game was going to be a test of true toughness. You have a really hungry team, and Cal searching, scratching for their first win, playing everybody tough, on more rest than us, and our guys answered the call. And I don't think they ever got up more than 4 or 5, and we got off to a good start, and then we found a way in the last few minutes. We got the lead with under 5 minutes to go, which has kind of been, a good thing for us, and we made the plays down the stretch to close them out on both ends, defensively and offensively. And it was a good, really good test, because You know, it would have been easy to come out and lay an egg after a poor performance against Stanford, and our guys weren't gonna accept that. And they played with great energy and enthusiasm against a very game Cal team, and didn't panic down the stretch and close it out.
When you looked at the various, you know, you watch these games immediately after, study them for what you can learn and take away. For me, Coach, there were a couple of plays. The Thompson brothers turned in some great plays. Many others did, too. But Stevie's block of the 7-3 kid late helped seal that thing, and he's given up a foot, you know, in that exchange, and yet he timed everything perfectly to block a guy who was getting hot at that point.
Yeah, you know, our bigs aren't real comfortable guarding five men out there. You know, he had hit a three against G, hit one from deep, a couple possessions before. But we always talk about passer stunt and stunting off the ball, and we're not always, you know, if you're not guarding, if you're one pass away, if this guy's open, you got to stunt and buy your teammate a second to get back into the play. And Stevie did a really good job there, not only stunting, but blocking the shot of a 7-3 guy. So it was a great rotation. I think of another play where Al Hollins in transition D sprinted back. They threw what they thought was going to be a drop-off pass for a layup. Al gets a hand on it to Ethan. He throws it ahead to Trace, and Trace goes in and dunks the and-one on the 7-3 guy. And in the locker room, I told Al that might have been the play of the game. They just showed great hustle, took away a basket from them, and then we got momentum with three-point play the other direction. So multiple plays there from several guys that help us win that one.
For Trace to rise up and get the and one, as you mentioned, and to dunk over a guy 7-3, again, at certain plays, you talked about an Ethan dunk earlier this year that sets a tone. That, I thought, I don't know if it felt like it sealed the game, but there was an attitude involved in that, like Trace and others saying, we've got this.
Yeah, I think it was just sort of like, you know, that was a great run, Cal, but we're shutting the door right here. And there was a few of those plays. It's funny, at halftime, we talked about three things. Somebody needs to go to the rim and dunk on the 7-3 kid because we went up soft a few times and let him block shots. We need to dunk on their big, the backup, Kelly, who had been their starter. And the third one was we needed to hold McNeil under 5 points because he had, I think, 19 at halftime. And Coach Thompson's the one that brought this up after the game. We did all three. Yeah. We dunked on the 7-3 kid. Kyler dunked on the other kid, Kelly. And then we held the kid to 0 points after having giving him 19 in the first half. So our guys were really focused to those three details that I thought were, you know, big plays or big things that got us the win.
The basketball IQ that your guys show, the ability to win those close games, that a couple of years ago, even last year to some extent, some of those moment of truth plays you're making them, giving you, that's why you're in the position you're in. Ethan Thompson had a play offensively where he drove left of the lane and just came to that decisive jump stop and then was left alone and kind of hit a 5 or 6 footer. It was in the midst of Cal making one of those runs, and he came down and made that play. That wasn't as big as the dunk by Trace, but it was an intelligent basketball play.
Smart play, and he had hit a step back, I think, either right before or right after that, two big baskets. When our guys are locked in, and at times they're not, you know, it's 18 to 22-year-olds to the things we work on, you know, we're a much different team, and it was neat to see that. And Ethan made some great plays, but, you know, we got it up to 11, I think, and all of a sudden we jump 360, try to throw a pass back where we just came from, turnover. We took a quick rushed three in transition that we don't normally take. We made a few plays there. I think we were trying to go for the home run, but we relaxed a little, got away from the fundamental plays, and then we used that timeout with about 6-something to go to remind the guys, hey, you know, 2 years ago, last year, we lost these games because we got a little sloppy once we got the lead. Let's get back to being disciplined. We want to stay on the aggressive and attack, but be smart. And then, you know, the guys did that on both ends and stayed within themselves, and we were able, again, to close it out.
We will take a break and come back and talk more with head coach Wayne Tinkle. It's the 352nd Civil War with the Beavers looking to sweep for the first time in 9 years Saturday night at Gill Coliseum. Thanks for being here tonight. More with Coach Tinkle coming up from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Radio Network.
The Oregon State Beavers and the Oregon Office of State Fire Marshal want you to score one for your family's fire safety. Smoke alarms lose effectiveness over time. Check that your smoke alarms are less than 10 years old. Make sure to have working smoke alarms on every level of your home, including the basement, inside each bedroom, and in the hallway outside the sleeping areas. And be sure to test your alarms regularly and change the batteries when necessary. Remember, fire safety is your responsibility.
With a little help from Main Street Bistro side dishes, you can spend less time planning meals and more time enjoying them. Try pairing your favorite entree with Main Street Bistro's new sea salt and black pepper roasted potatoes, made with fully roasted tricolor baby potatoes and ready to share in minutes. With real ingredients you trust and made from scratch taste you crave, Main Street Bistro refrigerated side dishes are available in your grocer's meat department. Plan less, enjoy more.
The Learfield Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through thedirectorscup.com, USA Today, or at L Director's Cup on Twitter or Facebook. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Hi, Beaver Nation. This is Mike Parker with John Warren. Join us each week for a new Beaver Sports podcast presented by Hum Kombucha that will provide an insider's look at Beaver Sports you won't hear anywhere else.
The podcast can be found at osubeavers.com/Beaver Sports Podcast. From there, you can listen, share, and subscribe so you never miss an episode.
We thank Hum Kombucha for being the presenting sponsor of the podcast, along with our associate partners, the OSU College of Business, the Heat Pump Store, and Visit Corvallis.
A new podcast will be released every Wednesday. Be sure to join us.
Go Beavs!
Do you experience extreme excitement when you see Benny the Beaver? Do you feel warm and fuzzy when you see the colors orange and black? Then the OSU Beaver Store is where you need to be, because you'll find the world's biggest selection of officially licensed Beaver gear. And the best part? When you shop with us, your dollars stay on campus, helping to support our nonprofit mission of giving back to OSU students. Catch us on the way to the game. Can't make it to the store? Shop osubeaverstore.com. OSU Beaver Store. Fans start here.
Babe, put your phone down.
Can't. I'm customizing a Nissan Rogue in our team colors for our chance to win it.
But real fans watch everything.
Okay, real fan. Who's winning?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll take the Rogue.
Enter the Nissan Own the Paint sweepstakes today at NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes.
Get to Nissan, proud partner of the Oregon State Beavers.
Go Beavs!
No purchase necessary. To enter and for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Rogue sweepstakes. Ends 3/31/19. Open to residents of the U.S. or D.C. except Alaska, 18 and older. Void where prohibited.
Ethan front court, 3-on-5 to the left wing to Stevie. Cross courts it to Trace for 3. Good! Well, that was a big shot by Trace Tinkle as the Beavers getting a transition bucket. Trace, you know, we talk about the dunk, the 3, the ability to drive. Coach, I mean, I know he's your son. You're proud of him. He's the heart and soul of the team. You've got some core guys. I don't know what you would do if you were scouting and preparing for him, but he's a guy that must be difficult to prepare for because of the versatility and his ability to do so many things on the floor.
Yeah, he does a really nice job, obviously. And I know teams try to say, don't let him get to his left hand, but he's so shifty. And if you try to back off, you know, he's shooting a much better clip in conference play now. And he's just, you know, those lefties are hard to guard. And he'll go right and score left. You know, it's just one of those deals. And he's, you know, I feel for him because he's been banged up since the first Oregon game. And it's tough. He can take a couple of days off each week from practice. But then when you play, that thing inflames. And it just, I mean, it's still very swollen. Right. He tried to practice today, and it was painful watching him run up and down, but it is what it is at this point. You know, every team has guys that are banged up. It's unfortunate that he doesn't have the lift and you know the speed and the push off of that thing, but he's going to find a way to help us win. Yeah. No matter what, and I'm proud of him for that. And it's time now that we get some of the other guys maybe that have been back in the wings that need to step up and be a little bit more consistent on both ends for us. And we feel like we still have our best basketball in front of us. Now, we've had some great games, and we've done some neat things, home and road, but we get to where we get our top 7 guys all clicking on the same night. That's when we feel like we can compete for a championship. So But that's what we keep telling our guys. We're still learning. Our defensive numbers have really dropped, unfortunately, in the last month, and we were reminded about that in media day today multiple times. But we're working on that day in and day out, and we know that that's where we hang our hat, and we've just got to get better here as we reach crunch time here down the stretch.
You hang your hat defensively, and your teams always have, and you've done so. This year's team has struck me as having multiple ways to defend. I mean, I know you want to be a little more consistent in it, as you just touched on, but you can you go man, you go zone, you go 1-3-1. And when guys are locked into the task and identifying personnel, which they've done for the most part at a very high rate this year, those different looks, I mean, you come out of timeouts and you're doing something else. Then another timeout and you're in a different defense. Sometimes they shift while the possession's going on. So, I mean, you're asking a lot of your guys defensively.
No, we are, and that's the way it is. We do that from day one, and they've got to learn how to play in that system. And, you know, we'll do different things. We like to change up out of timeout to keep teams from getting in a rhythm. And they're over there drawing up a play, and now they're in a different defense. But I tell you, I mean, at Utah, we game planned, and it was kind of last minute. We're like, you know what, these guys are a great three-point shooting team, and you should be able to get to shooters even if you're in zone. But we just talked as a staff, and I said, you know what, I bet you they're not prepared for us to play man. And we played predominant man that whole game and really did a nice job. So our guys know if we play majority zone, majority man, we've mixed in 1-3-1, it doesn't matter. When we're locked in, we're really good defensively, and we've got to continue to do that.
Coach, with the Civil War Saturday night, what are the things you did when you talk about seven guys, you talk about contributions from everybody that you did to open conference play with a win on the road that were good things that you look to and say, hey, we did this, we've got to go do it again, and maybe even add on to it a little bit?
Well, that was one of our really good early defensive efforts. I mean, they had a hard time scoring, especially when we weren't turning it over. You know, we got them a couple times they got loose, but, they were stuck on 19 forever, 22 for a while, finished the half, I think, at 25. Yeah. So defensively, we did a really nice job. We took away the transition. They had to play in the half court. We got to their shooters. We really plugged up the hole so they couldn't drive it in there. And then offensively, we were really aggressive. You know, we hit some timely threes. We got to the rim. We got some putbacks, and did a nice job there. And then even coming out in the second half, we opened it up to 18 right away. Trace hit a three to start the half. Ethan got the breakaway dunk there, and boom, we're up 18. And then, you know, Trace rolled his ankle, unfortunately, and things shifted a little bit at that point. They amped their pressure up a little bit. We turned it over a couple of times. And then later in the game when they went full court man, I mean, we were essentially in the full court playing 4-5 because Trace couldn't cut. He couldn't plant. And so we had him take the ball in bounds because he was the only guy that wasn't turning it over doing that. But then once we got through that and they made their run, our guys didn't panic. I was so proud of them because it would have been easy to go, oh, here we go, on the road, at our rival. Antoine came in, made some big free throws. Zach Reichel made some big free throws. Trace made a couple, and we were able to get stops and cement the win there, which was big. This time around, they have Kenny Wooten. We know he's a great rim protector defensively, like a lot we've seen. And we're asked today, how do you prepare for that? Well, we see it every day in practice with Kyler Kelly. I mean, they're both pretty impressive shot blockers. And we'll try to do some things to maybe take him away from the basket. But they're a different team without him, no doubt. But they're also, I don't know that they're going to be able to pick us up in the full court as much because they're going to be keeping him at the rim a lot to rim protect. And so if we handle their pressure, we got a good feeling that we're going to be able to get the shots we want to get. We got to knock them down, and we've got to get stops the other way and rebound with them. And I think if we do that, we're going to be in good shape here at home.
We'll take a final break and talk about home and the home factor as the Beavs seek a sweep of the Civil War before what we hope will be a revved up, big, loud, raucous, charged up Gill Coliseum Saturday as all of you play your own part in it as well. We'll break and come back a final segment with head coach Wayne Tinkle from Buffalo Wild Wings on the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Ethan Thompson in front of us with a catch, throws to Stephen Thompson Jr., picks up the dribble, gets it into the middle of Trace, comes inside, lays it in, it counts, he's fouled!
Oregon State men's basketball has returned to Gill Coliseum. Be the first to experience Gill Coliseum's new center-hung video board and LED lighting. Single-game tickets are available now, starting at $19 for bench seats and $29 for chair-back seats. Call 1-800-GO-BEAVES or head to beavertickets.com to secure your seats today.
Every Saturday on Pac-12 Network, we've got you covered for men's hoops. Start your Saturdays with our live basketball pregame show, getting you set up before tip-off with a comprehensive rundown of the day's action. Then after the final buzzer, keep it locked on Pac-12 Network for Pac-12 Final Score, highlighting all the big plays, big blocks, and big dunks.
The Horn wins it!
Pac-12 Network is your one-stop shop for all things men's hoops. Every Saturday, all season long.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done. Like, wake up, stretch, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun, I really like it.
A U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK. Visit a branch or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. The U.S. Bank mobile app is free to download. Your mobile carrier may charge access and messaging fees. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
Since 1924, Flavor Pack has been committed to bringing you all the wholesome nutrition nature offers right from our own backyard. More than 200 Northwest farmer families are committed to providing the finest fruits and vegetables to your table while caring for the land and resources Oregonians are proud of. You can rest assured Flavor Pack is as high quality as it gets. Farm to freezer in under 4 hours. Flavor Pack, Northwest grown for over 90 years.
We welcome you back into Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks for being here on the Beaver Sports Radio Network. And we hope that not only will you be here, and we always appreciate seeing you in this venue, but I know for Coach Tinkle and the guys and talking to the guys yesterday, how excited they are to get it to play in front of Beaver Nation Saturday night in the 352nd edition of the Civil War. And that's not lip service, Coach. The guys appreciate it. They appreciate the fans, and the fans' help in a loud, raucous Gill would be a big help Saturday night.
No, I mean, it makes all the difference in the world. You look at the numbers. Look at games when we have over whatever number in attendance, and we don't lose. And here we are, like I said, tied for second. We've got three home games left. We're right in the middle of this thing, playing. You know, and we haven't been in this position for I don't know how long. So we need the support. Come out. I know I don't care about tip time or any of that. We need you out here down the stretch to make the difference, because you do exactly that. Beaver Nation makes the difference when they come out and they're loud and vocal. And we've had some crowds, you know, that maybe numbers-wise, you know, aren't where you want them, but they've been, boy, yeah, getting after it, right? And I've got folks right behind me, behind the bench, helping us every step of the way. And it makes all the difference in the world, and our guys feed off of it. And, you know, we're not going to sit there. We've got to play our tails off and bring the passion every time. But it seemed a little flat in there last week, especially Thursday. And I know with the weather and everything, but, you know, our guys know there's no excuses, man. I don't care if there's just people selling popcorn. We got to play how we're supposed to play. But, man, when that place is full of energy and it gets loud, we don't lose. And we need that this weekend for sure, but down the stretch, because heck, we're playing for a lot here these next few weeks.
And playing for a lot. I mean, the Civil War speaks for itself. You're always playing for a lot whenever that game is, no matter what the records or the position and the standing. But to ramp it up this year, this game between the two of you, I mean, it goes a long way maybe in determining who sits where when you go to Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, for the first time in a while, we're on top of them in the standings. We got them at their place. They're going to be out for revenge and, you know, whatever that adds to it. But, you know, if we can find a way to take care of business with the help of our incredible crowd, man, that causes some separation and puts us in great shape as we prepare to go to the L.A. schools. And the whole deal now, folks, we're talking about getting a top four seed in the Pac-12 tournament. And, you know, I don't know, since I've been here, you know, that hasn't been this even part of the discussion at this point. So, our guys, they earn it. They've earned it. They need your support. They've earned it. You know, they're fun to watch. And when that place is jumping and our guys pin their ears back, they're a fun team to watch. And so we need that support for sure.
And, Coach, just in closing, that you've touched on a lot of things you hope to do, you want to do, but just a final thought in your own mind. We'll talk more about these things in the pregame show Saturday night at 7. Just looking at the trajectory right now, the way Oregon's played lately, the things you've seen from them. I mean, if you could distill it to one major thing or two that you got to do to get this sweep.
Well, they've handled their pressure, you know, because since our game, I think they found something out with the fact that they've got to play a little bit smaller. They're really picking teams up. That's how they got back and won the game at Utah. You know, so we've got to handle that. Now it's, you know, we know what we need to do. We've got our press offenses, and when the guys are in their spots and we're strong with the ball, we get it up the floor and let's go dunk on them. Let's go lay it up on them. Let's hit threes on them. What we can't do is not get to our spots, try to dribble against it, jump backwards and try to throw passes. I mean, those are the things that we know from day one that we did down there. It was more about how we didn't handle it, not how they picked up the pressure. But let's handle their pressure, attack them, defend and rebound, and we'll be in good shape.
And make it a big night on Saturday night.
It'll be a hell of a night for us to get that sweep and climb that ladder in the standings and keep the momentum going.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks. Go Beavs.
Thanks to Coach Tinkle, to Coach Chatterton. See you all at Gill Saturday and Monday. Thanks for joining us on the Beaver Sports Network from Buffalo Wild Wings.
On the Beaver Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. Beaver Sports Talk has been brought to you by Birch Moving and Storage, the preferred mover of Oregon State Athletics. Buffalo Wild Wings, the official hangout for Beaver fans. Wings, beer, sports. Reese's, fun times made easy. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. Shop ChooseNissan.com. Take on today. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.